You gonna eat this? And what did your boyfriend say when you told him you're moving to Sherwood, Ohio? Answer him, Dick. Hey, Ram, doesn't this cafeteria have a no fags allowed rule?
Well, yeah, they seem to have an open door policy for assholes, though, don't they?
What did you say, dickhead?
I'll repeat myself.
cause she's gonna take you for a fall. Look into his eyes and you shall see why everything is quiet and nothing's free. I wonder how he's gonna make her smile when love is running wild on the diamond sea. Thank you.
run, 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 run to me. Better run, 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 run to me. Better come, 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 come to me. Better run.
The average radio listener listens for 18 minutes. Mm-hmm. The average Howard Stern fan listens for, are you ready for this? An hour and 20 minutes.
How can that be?
Answer most commonly given, I want to see what he'll say next.
All right, okay, fine. But what about the people who hate Stern?
Good point. The average Stern hater listens for 2.5 hours a day.
Look, but if they hate him, why do they listen?
Most common answer, I want to see what he'll say next.
Oh, yeah. don't you loosen up your pants a little? You're never gonna guess what happened to me on the bus this morning. I mean, it was a morning just like any other, except, you know, I wasn't wearing any panties. So there I am, riding along on the bus, and I see this really sexy guy.
Hard-headed woman, one who'll take me for myself. And if I find my hard-headed woman, I won't need nobody else. No, no, no. I'm looking for a hard-headed woman, headed woman. One who'll make me do my best. And if I find my hard-headed woman, I know the rest of my life will be blessed. Yes, yes, yes. I know a lot of fancy dancers, on the floor. Oh, oh. They move so smooth, but have no answers. Oh, 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 oh. When you ask, what you come here for?
I don't know.
Why?
Sorry, Captain. I was lost in thought. My door. Locked from outside, a guard posted.
Unusual treatment for Khan, Noonien, and Singh.
Excellent. You identified me with your computer system, I imagine.
I'd like those answers now. First, the purpose of your starflight.
A new life, a chance to build the world. Other things I doubt you would understand.
Why? Because I'm not a product of controlled genetics?
Captain, although your abilities intrigue me, you are quite honestly inferior, mentally, physically. In fact, I am surprised how little improvement there has been in human evolution. Or there has been technical advancement, but how little man himself has changed. Yes, it appears we will do well in your century, Captain. Do you have any other questions?
Thank you. They've all been answered.
We gave it a hand and a chain. You leaving here, we aggravate you. Don't you know it?
ba-ba-da, shoo-ba-doo-wa. Ba-ba-da, shoo-ba-doo-wa. Ba-ba-da, shoo-ba-doo-wa. Ba-ba-da, shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-wa. Ba-ba-da, shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-wa. Ba-ba-da, shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-wa. Ba-ba-da, shoo-ba-doo-wa. Ba-ba-da, shoo-ba-doo-wa.
The king of the barbers, the barber of kings. Hey, buongiorno, good day. I blow you a kiss. And I, the so famous Pirelli, I wish it to Noah who has the nerve to say my elixir is peace. Who says this?
I do. I'm Mr. Sweeney Todd of Fleet Street. I have opened a bottle of Pirelli's elixir. And I say to you, that is nothing but an errant fraud concocted from piss and ink. And furthermore, Signor, I've serviced no kings. Yet I wager that I can shave a cheek with 10 times more dexterity than any street mountebank.
You hear this, foolish man? Now, please, you will see how he will regret the years of folly.
Who's for a free shave? Will Beadle Bamford be the judge?
Glad, as always, to oblige my friends and neighbours. The fastest, smoothest shave is the winner.
Now, signorini, signori, we mix at the lather, but first you gather around, signorini, signori. You look in a man who have had the glory to shave the Pope, Mr. Sweeney. Whoever, I beg your pardon, you'll probably say it was only a cardinal. Nope! It was the Pope! To shave the face, to cut the hair, required a grace, required a flair. For if you slip, you nick the skin, you clip the chin, you rip the lip a bit beyond a repair. To shave the face, or even a part, without it a sword, required the heart. Not just the flash, it take a panache, it take the passion for the art. To shave the face, to trim the beard, to make the bristle clean like a whistle. This is from early infancy the talent give to me, my God. It take the skill, it take the brains, it take the will. To take the pains, it take the pace, it take the brains.
The winner is Todd.
Blast off. 180. $200. Good housekeeping seal of approval. $210. U.S. government certified. $220. Lunar trajectory. Junk of the month club sirloin steak. $230. Grade A poison. Absolute dynamite. 89% pure junk. Best I've ever seen. If the rest is like this, you'll be dealing on this load for 2 years.
So you tell me it's worth a half million?
How many kilos?
60.
60 kilos? 8 big ones a kilo, right? This stuff will take a 7-to-1 hit on the street.
And by the time it gets down to nickel bags, it'll be at least 32 million.
Thank you, Howard. Take what's left there with you and good night. Not that one. The little one.
I guess we got a deal, huh?
What we got here, Sal, is a test. A deal for $500,000? Maybe.
Maybe? Come on, Joe. I know the guy's in a hurry. Wants the bread. He wants to go back to France. This guy's not going to hang around and play games. Look, he's one of the shrewdest cats I ever come across.
What am I, a schmuck? What's the hurry? He could see a couple of shows. Visit the top of the Empire State Building.
Don't jerk me, Weinstock. I spent a lot of time setting this one up.
So what do you want, a badge? This is your first major league game, Sal. One thing I learned. Move calmly, move cautiously. You'll never be sorry.
Look, I've been damn careful up to now.
This is why your phone lines are tapped and the feds are crawling all over you like fleas.
Look, I'm telling you, he'll take the deal somewhere else.
Well, let him take his 60 kilos of heroin someplace else and find out how easy it is to put together a half a million in cash. You wouldn't find there's any hurry to do this kind of business.
The stuff is here. We can make the switch in an hour. Look, Weinstock, I'm telling you, he'll split if we don't move. This guy's got him like that. He's everything they say he is.
What about you, Sal? Are you everything they say you are?
The wrong train. I took a ride. 8-year-olds, dude.
Look at me, falling for you.